GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. We'll do an open mic Monday on a Tuesday. We'll talk about what you want to talk about on the radio now when you dial in at 1-800-966-1039. 1-800-966-1039. Keep it clean. And we don't plan on fighting. We did get an email during the break.
You've got mail.
Following our conversation with State Representative Scott Landry, who's also a selectman in Farmington, and we appreciate Scott dialing in and giving us insight as not only someone on the scene of the explosion yesterday on Farmington Falls Road, but also as someone who's on the board of LEAP, the facility that exploded because of the propane leak. David wrote in to us, what I want to know is, how did anybody survive that explosion? One dead, seven injured, building nearly leveled. How in the world did the seven survive that? I wrote back to him, my opinion, grace of God. And what kind of struck me was when Scott said that 10 minutes earlier,
yeah,
before 8:30, 8:20 or so, the school bus had gone by picking up kids at that corner.
And if you look at the mobile home park that is right behind where the building stood.
You mean what's left of it?
It's just really destroyed, unlivable, I guess, in some cases. We use the term too loosely, miracles. The miracle that not more people were hurt. And as you correctly said, no speculation on what happened. We'll wait and see what the fire marshal comes up with. Obviously, it was a situation that they could not have predicted. I mean, you just don't expect anything like that to happen. And if it was so big, so devastating, I think that as far as I could see yesterday, all major news networks across the country were running it. Running the story, and some of the major networks were putting it up as their third story in line.
Mm-hmm. I was disappointed yesterday in reaching out to Safety Works Maine, asking for an opportunity to have someone on to talk with us about propane. And I was directed to the Department of Labor, and then I was directed to one person, then I was sent to a voicemail and left a voicemail, and I was disappointed not to hear back from someone. And I also reached out to a private business that deals in industrial gases, and they got back to me, but said that they have to, for reasons that they could not discuss at the time, they have to politely decline, but left the window open to be able to come back on to talk about what happened in Farmington and why people should not overreact if you have a barbecue grill on your back porch that has a propane tank. These are, as we know so far, these are very different situations.
I think so. And the cellar, the concentration of the gas, there's just so much that we don't know.
I know we're not supposed to speculate, but we can talk about what Scott just shared with us, that the facility ran out of propane last week. And if I heard him correctly, they arranged a delivery.
Yeah.
I do not know if it was from their regular supplier or whether it was someone else. But you can imagine. I've already opened my mouth. So if it came on Friday and then all weekend, because Monday morning, 8 o'clock or so, people show up. And God bless Larry Lord, the building manager, who went in, had the wherewithal, get people out of here.
Well, it was obvious it was a large amount. It would have to be a large amount to do the devastation. But wait and see, I guess, is the watchword.
I don't understand how, let me rephrase that. I could fake being a police officer for a day. I could even fake being a firefighter for a day. I couldn't fake being a fire marshal's deputy for a minute. And the idea that you are going to bring trained professionals in and they are going to look over that scene and they are going to unravel the mystery of what led to this. I'm in awe of their ability to forensically diagnose what led to yesterday's tragedy.
we wait and see, and that's what everybody should do. In the meantime, it's the human events that we have to worry about, and those people hopefully are going to recover quickly. But burns are not the easiest thing to recover from. So, again, everybody's mind is on those that survive. And thankful that it wasn't worse than it was. You can rebuild buildings. You can rebuild, you know, you can do a lot of things. What you can't do is rebuild lives. So hopefully we will see a better result.
I can't wrap my mind around any other such event.
Well, the train crash.
Well, I was going to say within our state, yeah, but across the border in Canada,
yeah,
and that, oh man, remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Because the guy put the brake on and then went to the pub and then, okay. Caller, it's Open Mic Monday on a Tuesday, and we want to talk about what you want to talk about.
All right, give you a propane primer. Propane is heavier gas than natural gas. In this case, I think the propane leaked into the building, settled into the cellar, and built up from there. Had it been natural gas, it would have floated away to the top of the building and any air leaks from there.
Slurry, we appreciate your insight. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hello. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show. It's Open Mic Monday on a Tuesday. What are you thinking?
Yes, I would like to say that I believe the most cruel and destructive and dangerous creatures on Earth today are not cobras or tigers or lions. They're not children and they're not men. I believe the most cruel people on Earth today in America are women. And let me say why. Because women are being allowed to be very assertive, cruel, and rebellious, and they're being allowed to be like this by the higher-ups, who the international bankers, the Jesuits, the people in high positions, Rockefeller-type people, and they are pressuring all of society to be controlled by the woman. In other words, that's how men are being handcuffed in our society. They're being handcuffed by giving, and they're doing that by giving women too many rights and more rights than what they ought to have.
Oh. Too many rights. Okay. Let us ask just a second. Just say, I'm not gonna scoff at them. Okay. I'm not gonna scoff at you. I just want to know, what rights do women have now that you believe women should not have now?
They should not have the right to kill unborn babies. And they should not have the right to divorce their husbands at whim, or for, you know, for slight, very slight causes now. In fact, the courts are not even requiring any reason for them to divorce. And what that does is that takes away property from the men, and it takes away the rights from the men, or vice versa, too. Divorce should not be allowed. And so in that way, and plus all of culture is encouraging women to be assertive with their husbands, and they're not teaching women to be compliant and submissive to their lawful desires of their husbands.
And so, okay, can we chime in on something, especially since you brought up the D-I-V-O-R-C-E? You're saying that a woman should not be allowed to divorce her husband. Should a husband be allowed to divorce the wife?
No, the husband should not be allowed to divorce either. I don't believe divorce is ever necessary.
Okay.
In the olden days, adultery was probably the only debatable cause, that and desertion, in the olden days. But now it's almost anything.
Okay, can I ask one more thing? Because I'm sorry, I'm going back to Jesus at the well and the woman and the divorce. And then the guys that came up and divorced seven times over. When did divorce become a? I know you said that you believe it shouldn't be, but what do you base that on? What do you base that on?
Well, the Bible says that God hates divorce, and the Bible in 1 Corinthians.
Oh, I'm sorry. George is telling me that you need to go. So
I've had it.
I apologize.
I've had it. I've
George,
had it.
George's name.
I'm choking here. I'm biting my tongue.
You don't
it
have
hurts.
To. But you don't have to bite your tongue. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'd let the guy Keep him barefoot and pregnant. That's what he wants. Goodbye. Go gargle with something. I can't take any more of that.
I just wanted to know why the guy, why he thought what he thought, because, and on what he based his thought on, and that's all. It's
yeah.
We're open to ideas. We have conversations here. Can I have a conversation?
Yeah, well, I had about all the conversational that I can all take.
Right. Well, go ahead, grab line one and talk with them about what they want to talk about, George.
Caller, you're on the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. What insanity do you? I know. What do you want to talk about today?
Oh, I'm perfectly sane. That emasculated sissy, he wished he could get himself cuffed.
This is your time.
No, your name's first. But the last caller.
You took that call.
But that last caller is like not thinking anything else and anyone else isn't thinking.
I know. This is crazy.
I got to go back and I got to check. Maybe I'm mistaken. I thought Jesus said that it's. I thought you could divorce. There was a way. There was a legal pathway to divorce.
I'm trying to get it all out of my mind.
Caller, hi. What do you want to talk about?
Eric Brakey is dead on the money. Socialism or liberty? Wake up, Maine.
Everybody wake. There you wake. Go. Everybody wake.
There we go.
What else do we got?
That's good. Caller, hi. It's open mic Monday on a Tuesday because Dr. Cloutier overslept. What do you want to talk about?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, George. If I could, I just want to say how awesome we are to have Eric Brakey. It sounds so intelligent, and it's so nice to see a young man like that. Sharp. He's a nice sharpened arrow to have in our quiver. And then another thing to our first responders. Wow. We are so lucky in this state to have first responders like we do, firemen, policemen. I just think we should all have a moment of silence on the air because we are just so lucky because, I mean, all of us are so busy working. I mean, who knows what's going to happen any minute. And it's nice to know that you have men like that out there ready to run in when everyone's running out. I love you guys. Keep it going.
Thanks, man. I don't disagree with him.
Oh, no. The first responders, they stick their necks out for us. It's very simple. It's not a very complex thing. They do things that we won't do, can't do. And their training, and there are both men and women who are doing this work. You'll never hear a bad word from me on it.
And I also think about the spouses of those that work
Absolutely.
In law enforcement, because they're the ones who, well, when the Plectron is that little beeping tone that goes off
yeah.
that causes everyone to have to jump out of bed or slide down the brass pole and put the Dalmatian on the front of the fire truck and drive off to the scene. When that goes off, the spouse's hearts leap just as high as the person who has to jump into those boots, pull up the suspenders, grab that heavy coat. You ever worn full turnout gear?
No, I've worked with the firemen, covered them in the... well, the only thing I ever did was in the service. We had to go through fire drills and stuff, but that was a long time ago.
Penobscot County Firefighters Association privileged for years and years and years to host their firemen's muster and got to put on the full turnout gear in an event called Dressed for Success. I have a tough enough time just walking around in jeans and a T-shirt.
I know.
Can't imagine going into a burning building with all of the... granted, it's going to protect you. Caller, hi. Open mic Monday on a Tuesday. What do you want to talk about?
That guy's just mad because he caught me in bed with his wife. She's a hottie. I'm coming, honey.
God bless you, Tom Morelli. Caller, hi. GHRT. Open mic Monday on a Tuesday. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, fellas. I'll try to keep this brief. I'm trying to maybe translate what your first caller was talking about. I think that there's a huge lack of understanding young people, needing to cooperate in a marriage together. And then the whole togetherness, the teamwork aspect of it. I think marriage has been really romanticized. That's why a lot of people aren't prepared for the serious, aspects of it. But I think if a lot of people, would take the time to get to know each other a whole lot better and not rush into anything, I think relationships would work out a lot better. So, keep it going, guys.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. We're back in a moment. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show on the Voice of Maine. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.